I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
Yeah. Right back at it on The Fan. I feel like I'm here and then I go home and I'm right back here. What a week. What a time to be a Yankee fan. Yeah. Let's sauce them up a little bit more tonight. It hasn't even been 24 hours since Cam Schlittler threw that first pitch. So we still get to live in it. Don't let anybody tell you you got to move on already. Don't let anybody tell you what's going to happen in this next series. They told us we were cooked after game one. They told us we were finished after Garrett Crochet. Nah, we're very much alive. And if you caught my show last night, I was at the game and I said that was the best postseason game I've ever seen in that building. I've been consistently going since 2015. Now, that was the best pitching performance I've seen live, but not the best of all time. But, I mean, to each his own. You might have your own opinion on it, and that's fine. And I was just telling Ack, right? Ack was talking about Bucky Dent. Shout out to Bucky, who was first guest on my show last night. There are 15-year-old kids that aren't familiar with Bucky Dent. They learned about Bucky Dent Day yesterday. That's a little bit of a tongue twister. So when you want to bring up Whitey Ford or Don Larson or even Roger Clemens to these younger kids, that doesn't register. Cam Schlittler is everything right now. We get it. But you got to consider the stakes. Like, it was an elimination game, one. It was against the Boston Red Sox. Two, it was his first postseason performance. Three, he started this season off as the opening day starter for the Somerset Patriots in Double A. He is from Walpole. His dad is the chief of police in Needham. Those are towns in Massachusetts. I couldn't point to him on a map. I couldn't tell you how to get there from Fenway. But he is a Bostonian. And something I didn't have in my show last night was that it was personal for him. That some people did cross the line. And that's what I love about the internet now. It's a cesspool for the most part. It's bad for the most part. But people think that they can say and put things on the internet and like the athletes are just not going to see them. No, they're people too. They have phones too, especially these young athletes that grew up in the digital social realm where, like, they're not fazed by it. Cam Schlittler isn't fazed by anything, if you could tell. 888-808-1019. Still reveling in that performance last night. I'm not taking anything away from it. I did not say that. I think it was Big Mac that said it was the best of all time, and that's his opinion. And I'm sure he backed that up with facts. I ended up crashing last night. I didn't get to hear all of Big Mac's show. But for what I saw, that was like a movie. I was about to leave my seat to get closer to the exit in the seventh inning. No, he's coming back out. In the eighth inning, all right, yo, I got to get closer to the door. he's coming back out. It was like a movie. It was a movie. That place was lit up. It was loud. And, you know, I did some more digging with Cam Schlittler. I guess they got to his mom's account. Come on. You attacking mama. His mom had to go private. You know, people crossed the line. He literally said that some people crossed the line and it became personal. Think about, you know, Cam Schlittler growing up around all Red Sox fans. He probably knows who the diehard Red Sox fans are still in his town. I mean, wasn't that long ago that he was at Northeastern with a bunch of Red Sox fans? Wasn't that long ago that he was at in high school, you know, at Walpole High School with a bunch of Red Sox fans? So imagine there's one kid that he doesn't like and that kid is the guy to cross the line. You know, the best athletes, they can find any little thing like that to motivate them. The best athletes rise to the occasion in games like last night. That's all I kept telling everybody. I could feel the tension in the air. I could feel the adrenaline. I used to be athletic once upon a time. I would love to play in an environment like that at the peak of my powers. I peaked when I was 12, though. So I'm never going to get 49,000 people at a Pee Wee football game. But you understand what I'm saying? I even went back to watch the beginning of the game because I popped up on ESPN. I wanted to get the clip and put it on my Twitter. And I saw Jazz with his hands doing like a little motion. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see he was doing this little like buzzing motion. Like, yo, you can feel in the air, the stadium shaking, the excitement. There were so many people outside the stadium, inside the stadium. And Cam harnessed it. He channeled it. And he gave us the best performance we've seen in a long time. And the Yankees are moving on. So I'm not going to knock it down. I'm not going to say that it wasn't. Like, it might be top three. It might be top five. I faintly remember Clemens against Seattle. And I was just with the Rocket at David Cone's golf outing. And, you know, they told the story of that night. And, he felt like he should have been perfect or had the no-no. Obviously, Don Larson and Whitey Ford, come on. And I'm definitely not disrespecting their greatness, but I'm just saying it was so long ago. This is so fresh. The whole world was watching. This kid wanted the ball. Weeks ago, I was debating whether we should have Luis Gil take the ball or not. I am cautious. I'm saying, he's a rookie. It's going to be too big for him. And then I did come around to, no, you play the guy with the best stuff. And his stuff was playing 99, 100, 101. Like, you play the guy with the best stuff and the guy that's got the slow heartbeat. Killer Cam, he's a stone cold killer. And he was ready to put all of Boston asleep. And then he doubled down. He's on Twitter and he's trolling. I'm like, my kind of guy. He's on Twitter and he's still cooking them. I know you guys probably saw. Last night he tweeted out, drinking that dirty water. I said, oh man. He just knows. He knows how to play the game. But also, his account went from 3.2 thousand followers to 28.5 followers in a couple days. He even replied to Lucille Burge, if you guys are familiar with her stuff. She used to be on WEEI. Shout out to them. They had me on Monday. And the first thing I heard was their predictions. Six different people all had Boston, of course. But five out of six had Boston in two. Only one had Boston in three. And I immediately had to pour cold water on that. I'm like, you guys are way too confident. And if we don't get to Crochet, it's Yankees in three. But yeah, Cam, you know, dunking on her, saying, you know, she said Sox in three. Cam replies, not this year. And then somebody, I don't know, a random little peon with 1,300 followers and Marcus Smart and the Boston Celtics on his page, some guy named Matt, says you're not from Boston to him today. And he comes out there and he shoots and claps back again. He says, I went to school in Boston for 3 years. I live in Southie during the offseason. Start preparing for the Bruins season, homie, with the deuces emoji. This is the guy. And this is the guy that could potentially help lead the Yankees back to the World Series, if you're picking up what I'm putting down. One of the biggest hits we took in the beginning of the year, I remember getting on this radio station and doing a rant saying, don't cry for me. Don't cry for us. No one knows what can happen. And that was after we learned that Gerrit Cole was down. Where, you know, people pull up to drink Yankee tears and say, ha ha, not getting back to the World Series this year. Not without your ace. Well, now we've got a 6'6 Gerrit Cole. Didn't know that kid was coming. I saw him in Tampa. I remember the name. Immediately, I'm like, oh, this name's going to trip a lot of people up. But then the stuff, I'm like, wait a minute, is this just spring training? Fast forward to now, it's not just spring training. If the Yankees can stay healthy with Max Fried, Carlos Rodon, Cam Schlittler, Luis Gil, We're about to roll. Now, before we start talking about the Blue Jays, something else that I didn't have from last night, and a caller called and talked about the Yankees tracking down foul balls, fly balls. You know, those balls hit the right field. I talked about Jazz, how Jazz is so fast. That ball's up in the air. He's getting there. He's getting there quickly. Judge is coming in. I'm like, and it is so loud. It is deafening in there. You want to talk about a home field advantage? You want to talk about why I talk about Yankee Stadium, the Bronx Zoo? Okay, whatever. When they come here in October, it's different. I think that's on our side. Last night, Red Sox right fielder Willier Abreu, he came out and said, it's too loud. We couldn't hear. That's where the miscommunication happened. So good job, fans. You know what Bucky said when I went live with Bucky yesterday? He said to the fans, go to the stadium. Let it rip. You can help them. So in a way, we were the 10th man. Shout out to all the Yankee fans that packed that place. Yankee fans listening to the sound of my voice right now. Let's continue to live in it. But also know that, like, job's not done. Job's not finished. As many people were trying to, you know, dig our graves after a Garrett Crochet loss, as many people were saying, hey, we'll see you in Cancun and, you know, ready to troll the Yankees, the Red Sox didn't have the roster. As I talk about us, knock on wood, being healthy, they were without Marcelo Mayer. They were without Roman Anthony. They were without Lucas Giolito. They were without a couple guys. Tristan Casas. I could probably keep going. Rafael Devers, they traded him. Same thing for the Toronto Blue Jays here coming up. They're missing a few guys. So, I mean, it came out today with the Yankees doing their workout in Toronto that the Yankees are going to send Luis Gil out game one. I agree with that over Will Warren. Will Warren got rocked, if you recall. He got rocked in Toronto. It'll be Fried. It'll be Rodon. It'll be Schlittler. So, let's ride. Redemption. This is a revenge tour. We came this close. Had the same record. We came this close. Any of those games that the Yankees blew this year, any of those games that the Yankees had the lead and gave up this year, could have made them champions where they wouldn't have had to go through that first round. But you know what? There was a part of me this year that I said it should be gritty. They should have to get it out the mud. They should have to grind this year. Every year is not the same. They don't need to be the number one seed. They don't need to be the AL East winner. They don't need to have a week off to rest and get back to the World Series. They played super hot. They had the best record in baseball in September. They won 8 games in a row to finish the year. Stay hot, and they did. So now, Toronto's been sitting on ice. And even having that week off, it wasn't enough for them to heal all their wounds. Bo Bichette is not going to play. Jose Berríos is not going to play. You know what I'm saying? Like, they still are missing guys. And they're waiting on the return of Chris Bassitt. So you mean to tell me I'm supposed to be scared of Max Scherzer? There is no more playoff Max. There is no more Mad Max. He's cooked. Even down the stretch, he couldn't get out of the first inning. He was part of the reason that we were able to somewhat catch the Blue Jays because his games were losses. You mean to tell me Kevin Gausman, the former Baltimore Oriole, now Toronto Blue Jay, who Judge owns, and all of these guys have seen. The Yankees have seen him 20, 30, 40 times, who knows how many. I'm supposed to be worried about him? I'm not. And maybe I'm overconfident, but I was overconfident as soon as the Yankees won that game 4-3. I knew momentum was swinging into our favor. I knew it was about to shift. So here we go to Toronto. You think the Rogers Center at 4:08 p.m. is going to be anything like Yankee Stadium was last night at 8:08 p.m.? I was laughing. I was laughing walking around pregame. The streets were packed. I'm like, oh, they gave us a nighter game. They gave us a darker game, a later game, so people could get lathered up, so people get their drinks in, loosen up. And we got what we wanted. It was due to turn around. It was due to come around. I said, the math ain't mathin'. We're not about to get bounced by Alex Cora 3 times under Aaron Boone. They're due to be eliminated by us. And history was made, not just Cam Schlittler and, you know, his 8 innings and his 12 Ks as a rookie first appearance. I'm talking about in this new wild card that we've had since 2022, the Yankees are now the first team to go down 0-1, come back, take the next two, we're moving on. So continue to carry that momentum into Toronto. The Yankees are going to laugh when they come out there and these Canadians are drinking their Molson Blues and trying to, yeah, Come on, Toronto. Sorry, I was like Terrence and Phillip in my head.
That's your Canadian accent?
Yeah. Let's go, Blue Jays.
A boot, eh?
You know better than me. You're a hockey guy. But I just know that the Yankees are going to be prepared. I know that the Yankees are going to be ready to play. I know the Yankees are going to want some get back. Because Buck Martinez, yeah, Buck, I'm talking to you. Buck Martinez came on WFAN after he said what he said. We all caught it. I remember that night I was on air, and I was getting off late, and I was like, I hope Big Mac catches it. Big Mac caught it, and he lit him up. And then Evan and Tiki had Buck Martinez on. He said he's not an internet person, so he didn't really see the response. But you talking about the Yankees aren't a good team. If they don't hit home runs, they can't win. That's not true. We just proved that. Saying that they make a lot of mistakes on the base paths. They're not a good fielding team. That's not true. They've tightened up, and they are ready. They're ready to show Vladdy Jr., who always runs his mouth about the New York Yankees. Oh, I'd never sign with the Yankees. Oh, the team I love to beat the most is the Yankees. Okay. Well, here you are for the first time ever. First time ever the Yankees will face Toronto in the postseason. Let's see if Vladdy Jr. is really all that he claims to be and says he is. George Springer from UConn, a Connecticut guy. You know, he grew up with some Yankee fans. Always crying. But he's killed the Yankees. Let's see what type of time he's on after we all saw him say, if you want to just give the division to the Yankees, just give it to them. It's destiny. It is destiny. Alec Manoa, he's not even on the team, but Alec Manoa was the one who came out and said that Gerrit Cole was the worst cheater of all time after the Spider-Tack incident. We got to smack them just for that. Like, there's so many little things. You know, as I was going back to these series, right, like in April, when they came to Yankee Stadium, the game got postponed because it rained, but it was a day that it didn't rain. So that series was janky just off of that. We had to play a doubleheader, and we took two of the games in a doubleheader, but the night before was the night, and I was at this game, that fans were chanting, "We want Weaver," before Devin Williams could record an out April 25th. Think about how young the season was for fans to be chanting, "We want Weaver," before Devin Williams, the closer, could actually record an out. We end up losing that game. You know, they booked the Yankees because they hate the Yankees. I get it. Everybody hates the Yankees, but I don't know why they think that they're some type of rival to us or some type of nemesis. I don't look at them like that. I don't rock with them either. But, you know, they booked the Yankees to come to their building on Boxing Day, their national holiday. And they boxed us up all right. They swept us. And there was a lot of mistakes and errors in those games. Bullpen was struggling in those games, from Mark Leiter Jr. to Luke Weaver to Will Warren. It's different now. It is different now. Even with DJ LeMahieu playing second base, not being able to get to some of those balls on that turf that plays fast, that is their game. Jazz Chisholm was at third base playing out of position. I remember he had a bad throw that ended up hurting Max Fried's outing. It's different now. You see what I'm saying? Like, this team has evolved. It is not the same. It is not the regular season anymore. It is the postseason. It is October. It is do or die. It's a five-game series. I'll take our arms over theirs, and I know that they hit. I know they put the ball into play. But, I mean, you see Volpe now. Volpe's saving the day in that infield, turning double plays. He's getting everything. Jazz is on everything. I'm a little worried about Ben Rice's defense at first. We obviously need him in the lineup. It is what it is. I'm not worried about Ryan McMahon over there at third base now, though. It's going to be different. It is going to be different. I cannot wait for this series. They got me booked on Sportsnet 590 tomorrow morning. They got me booked on Sportsnet 590 on Monday. They can't wait to talk to Yankee Boy about the Yankees and this series. They're confident. They think the rest is going to help them. They think having home field advantage is going to help them. They think this is their year. But you know what? Every year, they thought it was their year. Every year, they said, this is just the prequel. And then it was just the movie. And then it was the sequel, and nothing happened. They got to the postseason a couple years back, and they lost. They didn't win a game. So don't win a game this time. How about that, right? Let's not let them win a game this time. For some reason, Nixon 6 was stuck in my head yesterday, so I kept saying Yankson 6. I think I said it on air. Of course, it can't be Yankson 6 in a three-game wild card. But I was walking around Yankee Stadium. If you heard anyone saying, Yankson 3, that was me. Why can't it be Yankson 3 again? Probably because we want these home games. That also dropped. Game time's announced. We will have the home games when it swings around. Tuesday, October 7th, 8:08. Wednesday, October 8th, 7:08. Yankee Stadium. I'll see you there. Not going to miss any of these home games. And I know Billy's is doing the watch party. Some of the creatures are talking about showing up to the watch party tomorrow. I have not seen my wife and my son all week going to these games Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, doing this show tonight. So I will not be at the watch party. I will be home watching the game. But, man, let's turn up. Let's send a message. Let's continue to roll. Judge is still due to get hot and start elevating the ball out of the ballpark. You know, other guys in this lineup like Trent Grisham is still due to be clutch. Stanton is back. I think that was a big one for Stanton. I didn't care that Stanton, like, he hit it off the wall. He ended up on second. That was the result. Okay? Like, he thought he homered, whatever. It didn't really matter. There's a lot of hitters on this team. There's defenders on this team. They have the pitching on this team. And Aaron Boone, we trust you. We have no choice. A lot of people are ready to run Aaron Boone out of here. He wasn't going to lose his job either way. It just would have been a huge stain on his resume to lose to Alex Cora and the Red Sox 2018, 2021, 2025. It didn't happen. So let's go on to Canada, on to Toronto, and take on the Blue Jays. Let's start this show with calls from last night and your thoughts on what's going to happen tomorrow when we open up this series. If you're a Yankee fan, I know you're walking around proud with your Yankee hat on, your Yankee jersey on, your Yankee jacket on, and there's nothing anybody else can tell you because the Yankees have quieted their rivals, the Red Sox, and they shut up the crosstown haters. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. I got you till midnight. Just me, Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. I call this KM to AM. We're going to talk sports, but mostly Yankees because, of course, the Yankees are still alive. We still have more Yankee baseball. I think it's Yankees in three, four at the most. It's not going back to the Toronto, the Rogers Center. It's not. We got two out there this weekend. Travel day, two in Yankee Stadium, and then it's over. It's over. Ooh, it'd be nice. It would be nice in less than a week's time to watch two, you know, clinching games at Yankee Stadium, to watch those guys pop champagne again and go on to face whoever comes out of the Seattle-Detroit series. Call me up, tell me who you want to see on that side. You know, the Blue Jays are hella cocky for a team that hasn't done anything. You know, John Schneider, their manager, he's got a lot of bravado. He's got a lot of mean to him. He says, "We think we can beat any team on any given night or day. We've got to go out and play our game." He was also the one, he was cussing. You know, if you remember, you know, he was talking about how, you know, it's right there. And I got to get that quote from John Schneider where he was cursing in the post game. Clearly, he was panicking because they were shook because they knew it was going to be a collapse. They knew they were going to be embarrassed. And here we are. Let's see who is who and what is what. The Yankees have the better roster. They have better pitching. The Yankees have been there, done that. They did it last year. They're trying to get back, and Toronto's in the way. To the phone we go. Down in Eatontown, New Jersey. Kyle, you're first up on the Fan.
What's up, Keith? How we doing tonight, man?
I'm in here, bro. Doing good. You know, when the Yankees win like this and we get more postseason baseball, I'm levitating. I'm just running through the games and the shows.
Feeling good.
Yeah, it's great. It's a good feeling.
Last night was electric, man. I took my son up, my 7-year-old up to his first playoff game, man. What
awesome.
A feeling. That performance by Schlitter was something else. I'll tell you what, if you're a young pitcher, take notes, because the kid threw 105 pitches and 75 of them were for strikes, right? So there's your result, 12 Ks, 8 innings, just an absolute dominant performance. You know, going into the Toronto series, I can't help but feel amazing about it. I'm looking at their staff, and they have everybody undecided right now other than Kevin Gausman.
Right. They don't know.
So are you telling me we're going to see Kevin Gausman, Shane Bieber, and Chris Bassett? Those are the three arms they're going to run out at us?
Maybe Max Scherzer?
Maybe. Come on, bro. Maybe Max Scherzer?
I don't know. I think Bassett was hurt to the end of the year, too. I don't know if Bassett is ready to go.
Regardless, these are all
exactly.
dudes that have been around.
Doesn't matter.
And have been seen. It does not matter. We have scouting reports out the wazoo on these guys. Luis Gil and Cam Schlitter are going to be two. We need two big-time games out of them because those two dudes, they're not seen that much, okay? Max Fried's been a dog for us. He's going to continue to pitch well. I was a little nervous with Rodon the other night. He was struggling towards the end of the game, but, you know, he's got big game experience in him. I'm feeling good, man. We're looking really strong going into this series.
Thanks for the call, Kyle. Yeah, I think Chris Bassitt is going to go, but I think it's Berríos who is down. I'm reading now that Bassitt did perform in their little, like, intra-squad scrimmage that they had this week. You know, you saw the Phillies do that. I guess Toronto did that as well. Chris Bassitt, former Met. Mets probably should have kept him. You know, he's competitive. He's got some stuff. But, you know, he shoved once against the Yankees this year. I don't think that he's somebody that the Yankees fear. I don't think he's somebody that's going to shut us down in the postseason. And he's missed some time, and he wasn't effective down the stretch. So, not worried about him. Not worried about Shane Bieber. We got to Shane Bieber when he was with Cleveland. Gausman, like, there's no Garrett Crochet looming. There's no Tarek Skubal looming. Moose is in Jamaica with us back on the Fan. What's up, Moose?
You're a Keith. What it do?
You're, you know, talking through it.
What can I say? I did tell you I wasn't worried about Boston. Game one did rattle me, but I guess it woke the fellas up to have the bases loaded and do something that's never been done in the 175, leave it all out.
Yeah, bring him back.
Talk about game three.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bellinger literally was the one prick. That one bloop double was the one crack in the armor, the dam, and then the floodgates opened. So shout out to him. And lastly, about this series coming up, like, I'm not sure how it's going to go. We pummel them to death with power, or they kill us by with cuts by a thousand small cuts. Because they're going to foul every pitch off. It's going to be a dog fight. Either the haymaker or the small jacks. Whatever's going to win. I don't know. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Moose. Yeah, I don't know, but I'm confident. I think that there's some get back needed here. I think that that's how they feel. I think they're going to want to right things. I think, you know, losing the division to Toronto and feeling like, you know, Toronto didn't beat them for the division that they should have won. Even Michael Kay, remember they were getting at Michael Kay because Michael Kay made a comment about run differential and how when you look at the run differential, like remember as the Blue Jays were creeping up to catch the Yankees and Kaser came out there and said some stuff about their run differential versus the Yankees and, you know, people on that Toronto broadcast mocked him. You know, it's not about run differential. It's about wins. So, you know, there are some receipts. There are some different things that I think can motivate all of us. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to this week. I'm looking forward to this weekend. I think I will have a show Sunday after the game. And then, obviously, I'll do, I think, a five-hour KM to AM Monday. And then after the game on Tuesday and Wednesday. Yeah, Michael Kay argued the first place Toronto Blue Jays did not deserve their position due to a low run differential compared to the underperforming Yankees, who had a superior run differential, suggesting that the Blue Jays were overachieving and the Yankees were underachieving. He clarified he was complimenting the Blue Jays' gritty play for exceeding their Pythagorean theorem and based on run differential, not discounting their win. So, yeah, that little back and forth with Kay and their broadcasters was part of this season, too. But, you know, Kay wasn't wrong. You guys saw it. Like, the Yankees were failing. The Yankees were scoring runs, but they were committing errors. They were blowing it with the bullpen. Like, they were hitting, and they were scoring enough runs to win, but they weren't, you know, preventing runs. So
at this point for you, is this like a major disappointment if the Yankees lose this series?
Of course.
What I'm hearing now is, and forget the fact that the ball is the World Series.
I don't care who you lose to in the DS. When they lost to the Red Sox in 2018 in the DS, disappointment. When they lost to Tampa in the DS, disappointment. They should be able to get to the ALCS.
But what I'm hearing tonight and what I've heard today is that just the Yankees fans just think they're better than the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
They're absolutely better. So just based on that premise of being better, if you guys lose, that's almost as worse of than losing
Now that you've got this joy and this elation from getting past Garrett Crochet, Alex Cora, and the Red Sox, you can't let that evaporate by losing to... And it's a five-game series, right? You can lose two games in this series and still win it. You have to get it done.
Right. I think the house money almost with the Garrett Crochet, you're down one, backs against the wall, Boone doesn't start Rice or Jazz game one, and all the things that could have happened that could have went right, could have went wrong.
Yeah.
And now at this point, it's now time to take care of business because I'm with you guys. I don't think there's any reason why the Yankees should lose this series.
No, they usually hit in there. It's a big outfield. It's a turf field. It plays fast. Judge usually bangs stuff off the wall. I've seen Judge break some of the stuff in there, building, hitting home runs. Stanton mashes in there. Grish is due to put a ball in the air. Ben Rice coming off this last game, I expect him to like, they have the hitters. I expect them to win. And I think it should be Yanks in three or four. I'm that confident that it's not going to go five.
Yeah, and at this point, Jazz and Rice starting every game all the way through,
we had
right?
to get through that too, right? We had to get through, like, okay, and I understand, and I said this as well. 9 times out of 10, you lose to Garrett Crochet. Probably 10 times out of 10, no matter how you put the lineup together. I understand what they were trying to do there. It's postseason. They're trying to get to him. They were stacking righties against him. But I think they saw what it did, one, to Jazz emotionally. You're not going to do that again to a 30-30 player, an all-star. And then also, Ben Rice, Ben Rice said all the right things. I know my role. Ben Rice is young. Ben Rice is not as established as Jazz. But what I said about Ben Rice is, Ben Rice came up last year, and he didn't get to play in one postseason game and watch the team go to the World Series. Then this year's postseason starts, and he's got to wait another game. You want to talk about eager? The first pitch he sees from Brian Bayo, I was in there. I was in the bleachers. Before we could even see the ball get thrown, the ball was already coming back to us, hitting the, you know, bottom level of like 105, you know, 104 or something. So, yeah, you don't take those guys out. Those are two of your best hitters. You don't leave, 57 home runs on the bench. You ride with your best guys the rest of the way, and there is no one in this series that you fear like Garrett Crochet where you even need to think that much about it.
Right, I agree with that. And I also think at this point, Volpe stays in the lineup no matter what. I think
we're
past the defensive stuff. He made a good, and by good defensive plays by Volpe, he didn't commit any errors against Boston, right? So that's the bar for him.
He saved errors, yes. Which is like, I mean, if you guys aren't giving some love to Anthony Volpe, like I always say, man, let the praise be louder than the disrespect, especially when you're disrespecting the manager, the players, Volpe, Wells, whomever, during the regular season. When they're getting it done during the postseason and you're hugging your mom and your dad and you're high-fiving your brothers and your friends and you're going to the stadium and you're having times of your life that you're going to remember and these guys are going out there to get it done, you know, make sure that you backtrack and say, like, yeah, we see you, bro. We see you. You did homer off of Crochet. You did drive in a run in the deciding game last night. You are, you know, jumping up and making double plays and stopping the ball from Jazz and, like, you know, like, we see Anthony Volpe. He's healthy. And that's a big part of it, too. Cortisone tone, that cortisone shot, and giving him some time off. Shout out to Cabby for being there to give him some time off. It has helped. October Anthony, playoff Volpe is here, and I think he's going to do some more in Toronto. Let's go to Mike in Warren, New Jersey on the Fan next. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, Keith?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. You know, this Yankees team is different this year. You know, last year we solely relied on the long ball, and now we're facing Toronto. This team is so much more athletic this year. We're able to steal bases. We're able to move guys over. You know, we're not just relying on the long ball. It's just a completely different feeling with this team. I do think it's a much better team than last year. And the way we match up against Toronto, there's not one pitcher on that team where I'm going to say, oh, crap, it's Garrett Crochet or it's a Max Fried or a Garrett Cole. The matchup, I mean, they may have won the regular season, but on paper, we got the better team, the more athletic team. I don't see why the Yankees don't take this in three to four games, you know? Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I mean, Shane Bieber hasn't even pitched in that much time. Now he's in a high-stakes game. And I was reading some as I'm going back to my notes. They're talking about potentially not pitching Shane Bieber in game two, depending on if they win or lose, and throwing Trey Yesevich into that slot. Come through, get rocked. I don't think they want to put Scherzer in because of Scherzer's downtrend at the end of the year. Pretty much, like you start Scherzer, he's given up five runs in the first inning. That's hard to overcome. You can't really play like that. So they're rolling with Gausman, Yesevich, Bieber, and Bassett, and maybe Max Scherzer. But I think that's playing with fire. So whatever, send whoever. Like, I feel like the Yankees are rolling. I feel like the Yankees getting to pop champagne and celebrate like they did last night. An epic, historic performance by a young guy on the team that wasn't even here for half the season. Like, that's another part of it, too. Think about how this guy got here, because Garrett Cole got hurt in the beginning of the year. And Marcus Stroman, they cut, and they decided, no, we're going to stick with the rotation of Cam. Luis Gil comes back, and Cam Schlittler he turned into Paul Skeens, Jacob Mizorowski, like we've got one of those guys now on our side. Nick is riding somewhere down the Harlem River Drive. Nick, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, I'm still here. It's ridiculous. All right, look, give me them. I want them. These cat ladies have been talking about us. They run their mouth. What? If they win like three games in a row? They always talk about the Yankees. I wanted a piece of them since like what, 2020 when these, what's his name? The fat guy's son.
Vladdy Jr. Bichette,
whatever.
Oh, Bo Bichette?
They've been talking. No, Manoah. Alec Manoah. Yeah. They've been running their mouth for years about us, and then they always fart in their pillow every night, every season. They never actually got to have that big game with us. Now it's time. Do they know what's coming? They're going to walk into Yankee Stadium. They don't know nothing about that.
No, they can't handle that. That environment, they're not ready for. I can't wait. Catholic. Drive safe, Nick. He's talking about farting in pillows. I just know that there is a specific beef between these two teams because it's like we don't like the. I feel like the Yankees don't look at them like that. I feel like the Yankees don't look at them like they're on their level, and they're always looking up to the Yankees and talking about the Yankees. They always want to be of that ilk, and they're just not. And I think they don't realize, like, okay, you've been cold for a week. We've been playing in a high-stakes wild card game in Yankee Stadium going hard. One workout day, and it's on tomorrow in the middle of the day. Gausman better be ready. Heel better be ready, too. Now, I don't doubt that. That's one thing I'll say as we go to break here. Like, Heel has been on ice. So what version of Luis Heel are you going to get? Is he going to be wild? Is he going to be walking guys? Is he going to be giving extra bases? Is he then going to have to lock in, throw strikes? They start hitting that ball around that turf. Before you know it, couple runs, score. Like, whatever. If so, bullpen be ready. Let's dance, man. Let's dance. It's time. It's postseason time. We got to take a break. When we come back, I'll talk a little bit more about this rivalry between the Blue Jays. It's not really a rivalry. First time we've ever faced them in the postseason, but they're a division rival. And like I gave you the Alek Manoah stuff. I'll pull some of the Vladdy stuff. It's just like they're due to run into the New York Yankees and see an exit. And how sweet would it be if, you know, because they don't win postseason games, how sweet would it be for them to get swept? Yanks in three again. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Dial 888-808-1019 BRB. Take as many calls as I can take right here until we get to the break, the 8 o'clock hour. When we get inside the 8 o'clock hour, I will play some audio, some different sounds. Maybe if I can find some stuff from Media Day, but I do want to play some stuff just to add to this Toronto Blue Jays Yankees rivalry. Keith McPherson on the Fan till 12. We will have a Football Friday. We will talk about Jackson Dart in his second start down in New Orleans. We will talk about the Dallas Cowboys coming to MetLife and not to face the Giants this early in the season. You can expect to see a lot of Dallas Cowboys fans out there as the Jets are looking for their first win. Why can't they beat Jerry Jones and that team? They can. That defense is suspect, but so is the Jets defense. We'll get into it, but let's keep talking to these Yankee fans. Mike in Miller Place. What's up, Mike? You got it.
Hey, how's it going, Keith? Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for making it. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, of course. So I wanted to say that I've been watching the Yankees probably all my life, seen a lot of playoff games, and how we're going to beat Toronto after watching Cam Schlittler and McMahon's catch last night, the New York Yankees have grit. And
in communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No one's going to be able to beat us. That's it. Thank you, Keith.
Yeah, that's what I was saying before about, like, you know, it doesn't have to be like last year where you get the bye and then you face inferior teams. We can say that. We can say that they face the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Guardians, who are lower payroll teams that play in the Central. They only really got there because they beat up on the worst team in baseball history, the White Sox. That's a lot of extra free wins. And, yeah, it was pretty much not a cakewalk, but like a stress-free trip to the World Series. We did not really sweat that out. The Royals got one game. The Guardians got one game. Maybe did the Guardians get two games? No, I don't know. I don't think so. Or yeah, they did. I think the Guardians got two games because it was that last game. Juan Soto in Cleveland hitting the home run to send. I don't know. I can't remember anything anymore. I think it might have been five games, but it doesn't matter. The point is this year, when you go into a series and you go down in your building and you have to deal with all of that negativity and criticism and all of these people planning your funeral, and then you rise from the dead and do something that no one has ever done. I mean, these guys are feeling superhuman. That's a gritty win. And however this next five-game series goes, I just have a hard time believing that the Toronto Blue Jays, after they're, you know, sitting on ice for a week, they're missing guys. Guys are hurt. Guys are going to try and just hop back into this and play against a Yankees team that is more athletic this year, that has more hitters this year, that's still waiting for Aaron Judge's power and prowess, that has the pitching. We're about to see Luis Gil, the reigning rookie of the year. He's going to want to compete. Like, I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow at 4, but I think we'll be pleasantly surprised. And Paulie gave me a note about, the game Sunday with, you know, us being NFL fans and watching NFL football. You know, you don't like when the Jets and Giants play both of them at 1. But you do when the Yankees are going to come on at 4 o'clock. So by the time those 405, 425 games kick off, I don't know, if you got picture-in-picture, you could put them to the side, but Red Zone in one square, whatever's on CBS or Fox in another square, and then, you know, throw on the ALDS. I'm looking forward to the weekend. I'm not going out to watch. I already decided. I'm at the crib. Justin in Floral Park, how you doing? How you feeling?
Love you, baby. I was at the game like you, Section 131. We were rocking. I had bad feeling in my gut. I was sitting in front of a guy that was wearing a Pedro Martinez jersey and a Babe Ruth Red Sox jersey. By the end of the night, with me, my son, my daughter, I go, "Who's your daddy, baby? Who's your daddy?"
Yo, they couldn't
Who's
live. Daddy, These buddy? Red Sox fans it's were uncomfortable in there. Who's they could not daddy? Live. They came in so confident that they were going to win. And after that fourth inning, they were sick.
Now, Keith, one thing I want to tell you, we did not lose to the Royals last year, and we beat the Indians in 5, because the ALCS is 3 games on the road team. So Soto,
I think the Royals got a game off of us last year.
No, they did not. No, they did not. We swept them.
No, they got a game last year.
No, they did not. We swept them. Oh. Keith, I'm telling you, I have a memory like an elephant, Keith. Now, as far as this series goes, the only game I'm worried about, Keith, I'm being dead serious with you, is tomorrow's game. I love Luis Gil, but he's very wild, Keith. So he's the only guy that scares me.
No, I just looked it up. The Yankees won the series 3-1. The Royals got a game off of us.
The Royals?
Yeah.
What game did they get? Game 3?
I think they got a game in Yankee Stadium.
No way.
I'm going back and looking right now. Kansas City Royals,
they must have won game 3.
They won the second game 4-2 in Yankee Stadium. I watched it. I watched it with my own eyes. Yeah.
I don't recall, but I was definitely there.
The
Yankees won 5 against the Guardians, right?
Now, against the Guardians, we
they won 4-1.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Oh, man, I didn't even realize the Royals got a game, but good for them, whatever.
Yeah.
As far as this team goes, listen, like you said, this Toronto team is a bunch of frauds. They talk so much smack. They haven't won a championship since my Buffalo Bills were in the Super Bowl. Okay, man? This team is a
And they're
joke.
Simpatico. You know you saw the Buffalo Bills endorse them? The Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills for endorsing this team. I'm a disgraced Bills fan now that they're congratulating Toronto. Are they out of their mind?
I guess they're, you know, they're close enough in proximity.
Hey, listen, don't give me that. They're New York, brother.
Yeah.
They're Western New York. I went there to tailgate during the Bills-Raven game, and I was wearing my Yankee hat, and they were all, and that's when I laid my money down. I'm mad that they don't have the rules like they used to. When it was a tie, they would play out for the division because I would have won 350 because I bet the Yankees when they were 8 back when the Bills played the Ravens, and I put 100 down, I would have won 350.
Thanks for the call, Justin. Anyway, on that note, since Justin is a Buffalo Bills fan, go to the at Buffalo Bills Twitter account to see them wish good luck to their friends up north. They play in New York State, the Buffalo Bills, but they just wished good luck to Vladdy Jr. and the Blue Jays with a picture with Vladdy and Josh Allen. So I'm officially out on the Buffalo Bills. I will not become a Buffalo Bills fan because they consider themselves Toronto. Keith McPherson on the Fan. That's 1 hour. We've got 4 hours left. Let's keep rolling. Let's take this break and we'll be right back.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.